40 million. That's the number of cards that were affected by the credit and debit card breach at Target between November 27th and December 15th, 2013, one of the busiest shopping times of the year. The retailer offered a 10% discount the weekend before Christmas as an olive branch of sorts to irate customers. But not everyone took the data hack to heart. The day after Christmas, Allison Day was at the Waterford Lakes Target with a friend, pushing a cart full of purchases. She says she'll still shop at Target, but when it came to her money and the security breach, she listened to her bank's instructions.
I immediately went and looked on my account statement to see if there were any charges I was unfamiliar with, but everything was good.
For Hippolito Alvarez Jr., everything was not good after the hack. He says from now on, he'll do his holiday shopping with cold hard cash in hand.
I was just going to take out the amount of money that I need to make my purchases and make the purchases then.
Target says they're working with the Secret Service and the U.S. Department of Justice to track down the card culprits. I'm Carmel Dalshad, 90.7 News.